Section 2, All Hallows by the Tower. You should now be standing by the front entrance of this church. I hope you can hear me above the noise of the traffic. This is the oldest church in the city of London. It dates back to Saxon times, having been founded in the year 675, some 300 years before William the Conqueror began building the Tower of London. Over the centuries, a number of people who were executed in the Tower were brought here for burial. They include Sir Thomas More, who was sentenced to death by King Henry VIII for refusing to accept that the King, and not the Pope, was the head of the Church of England. But even before this ancient church was built, this area was part of Roman London, and the remnants of a Roman street were discovered here in 1926. During the Great Fire of London of 1666, Samuel Pepys, the famous diarist, watched as the flames engulfed his beloved city from the safety of this church. William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, was baptized here and educated in the schoolroom, which is now called the Parish Room. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, was married here in 1797. All that remains of the original Saxon church building is an arch, which is situated through the doors at the back of the church. The church is beautiful inside in a typically understated way, and if you do want to go in and wander around, the various artifacts are well signed. This small church has witnessed and been shaped by events over the centuries in this ever-changing city. And so in the next section, I'll tell you something about the history of the City of London and its surrounding areas. A good place to listen to this brief history, away from the traffic, is on the other side of the church, towards the large glass building. There's a big open space with places to sit in it. When you find it, play Section 3, The History of London and Tower Bridge.